Didsbury, the mayors of Didsbury and Carstairs both say they have concerns with several parts of the recently introduced provincial legislation outlined in Bill 20, including giving cabinet the authority to remove elected municipal officials, including more than 24 amendments to the Local Authorities Election Act, LAEA, and the Municipal Government Act, MGA. Bill 20, the Municipal Affairs Statutes Amendment Act, was introduced in the Alberta Legislature on April 25. If passed, the legislation would allow the provincial cabinet to remove sitting municipal elected officials, including mayors, reeves and councillors, if cabinet ministers decided removal is in the public interest. The legislation will also create cabinet authority to require a municipality to amend or repeal any bylaw. Through this legislation, we are ensuring the local elected officials and councils are accountable to the Albertans who elect them and make decisions that are clearly in Alberta's interest and reflects the transparency and fairness that the citizens of Alberta deserve, said Minister of Municipal Affairs Rick McIver. Regarding the authority to remove elected municipal officials, Didsbury's mayor says the change is not needed. It is the people who should decide if their council, or a specific council members, is or isn't working for the best interests of the community, in the public interest, and, in my opinion, the legislation that is already in place, that being the municipal inspection process, covers any action that is necessary outside the voice of our citizens, the citizens who elected us, Rhonda Hunter told the Albertan. Regarding giving cabinet the power to order municipalities to amend or repeal bylaws, Hunter says the changes is not needed either. Overruling municipal bylaw authority calls into question the integrity of a municipal council, who, in my experience, create bylaws in the best interest of a community, she said. Why would the provincial government want to intervene and amend or repeal a municipal bylaw, a bylaw that a majority of council has approved for it to come into effect? I personally do not see any indication for the need to implement such legislation or authority. Town of Carstairs Mayor Lance Colby calls giving cabinet the authority to fire councillors unacceptable. I don't think that is in the best interest of the people, Colby told the Albertan. I'm not worried about being fired. Council will, all of us, will vote for what we think is best for our municipality. Regarding giving cabinet the authority to order municipal bylaws amended or repealed, Colby also calls that unacceptable. I don't agree that they should have the power to order councils to change things, he said. It is an overreach on their part. Mountain View County Reeve Angela Albers says she will be examining Bill 20 in detail before providing comments. Kyle Kososki, the NDP opposition critic for municipal affairs, says giving cabinet the authority to fire elected municipal officials could create a situation where councillors feel compelled to vote in favor of provincial government views. They're worried that they might actually lose their job and not be able to serve their constituents, Kososki said. That's a major problem for our province. Olds Didsbury Three Hills UCP MLA Nathan Cooper did not immediately return calls seeking comments on Bill 20.